much going on, my friends. This is Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And let me just say, I am so excited to be hanging out with this guest this morning. She's a rock star, a returning guest, mastermind speaker, somebody who has been a huge part of our community for a while, and her presence and, you know, her work is just so appreciated, and it's been an honor to watch her grow. She's going to be talking about the power of going live today, amongst other things. She's a former physical therapist. Please do remember that all of our guests are actual clients that have gone through our education. Nobody's prepped, prompted, scripted. Nothing is planned on the show. That's one of the reasons why I like doing it. If it was scripted, edited, planned, prepped, it would not be fun for me. I never know what's going to happen. Our guests could, of course, always come on here and tell me to screw off. I'd give them the microphone for a few moments to let them get it all out, and then they could go on their merry way and I'd finish the show. But at least it would happen live. And that's kind of the power and the magic of going live. So we'll touch on that a little bit. Yes, it can be a little bit scary, but it's also one of the most powerful ways to build trust and build bond with your audience. With that being said, let's get into it. Please help me welcome Sarah Thompson back to the show. What's up?
What's up, Dave?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm fantastic. Good. So good. Calling in from Kentucky today.
From the great big state of Kentucky. Yep.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. How's the family doing?
Everybody's great. Everybody's great. That's what Jay just messaged me. He said, I've got you on my I'm listening at work. Everybody I work with might have to listen to you too, but he's listening.
Shout out to Jay, my boy. Mm-hmm. Sarah's husband. What a cool cat he is. Hung out with him multiple times. And so, you know, hey, it's good to have you back and to connect here and kind of update our community who doesn't have a chance to come to events and hear you or meet you there. To kind of come on Wake Up Legendary. Do you remember when the last time you were on?
It was a year ago. It was right when I quit my full-time job. So that was in February of 2023. So it's been right at a year ago, a little over a year.
Wow. So so this is your fourth time. I just read on our channel here that it's your fourth time on the show. So talk to us about just if you could kind of describe what it's been like at kind of each of those four times, just in general. How have you changed? How are you a different person today than you were the very first time mm-hmm. that you came on Wake Up Legendary?
Totally different. So my very first time I interviewed with you, Jay is who pointed it out to me. I say things like, I'll never be able to quit my full-time job. Like, I'll be a physical therapist forever. I really love what I do. And I did love what I did. But quickly realized this was way better. I've grown so much even since then. And I tell people that when I'm live all the time. I know it's easy to, like, look at me now or hear from me now. And people are like, you're so confident. And how'd you learn how to do this? And I always tell them, I didn't start out that way. You know, like, I started with super limiting beliefs. I started with thinking if I could make $500 a month, I would be like killing it, you know, and that was a great goal. That's a great goal for a beginner. So from the very first time I talked to you, Dave, to now, I'm a totally different person as far as my skills go, my confidence goes. I remember being super nervous the very first time, and now I've been ready. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to talk to Dave. I can't wait to, you know, talk to people. And Wake Up Legendary's always inspired me as a beginner. I tell everybody to try to listen to those because I gained so much from even still now, but especially as a beginner, because I think it helps people to hear from people who have had success. That we all started with no success. You know, all we had was a desire to change our lives. That's all we started out with too. So, yeah, the big
Wow.
difference.
And that's really all that matters is that desire. You know, it kind of brings me back to my days of getting clean. Many of you know that that's part of my story. And the only requirement is to have a desire, you know, and nobody can gauge your desire. That's what I've learned in both that part of my personal life as well as my entrepreneur life, is that people may be able to judge what you're doing based on their own experience or what they think they're capable of, but they have no idea what your desire is. Talk to us a little bit about what have you learned about yourself over the last couple of years in terms of your desire, your abilities to be able to start something and actually follow through with it, which I don't know about you, but for many of us, that is a challenging thing. We are great at starting things, not so good at following through. Maybe it was something else. What stands out to you about how you've changed and developed in terms of, and what has surprised you about your capabilities as you have grown in your business over the last couple of years?
Everything. I mean, so when I, opted into the $7 training, I'm super competitive, right? So I went from this small-minded, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I just thought, I'm from Kentucky. Here, I tell people all the time, we are coal miners, farmers, healthcare workers, and educators. There is nothing wrong with hard work. But until I took the training, I didn't know anything about passive income. I didn't know anything about, I thought the only people who were rich were lawyers, doctors, and CEOs. That was it, And so when I saw other people doing it, and then when I realized that they didn't have some kind of super duper training or some super smart, fancy degree, I was like, well, if they can do it, then I can do it because I'm competitive, number one. And number two, I had a desire. Like you said, I like to travel. And I told the story at the first mastermind I spoke at, wasn't even actually going to tell this story, Dave. And when somebody asked me a question and I answered it, you actually popped up and you were like, Sarah, have you ever told that story before? And I said, no. And it's because it's about my parents. And my parents both worked really hard. My mom, they got married when she was 17. She worked full time. My dad was a coal miner. They would have, my brother and I had a wonderful childhood. We were loved and all that stuff, but they struggled financially all the time. Paycheck to paycheck. I knew what stress did to them. I mean, I don't want to say anything negative about my parents, but I saw that as a child, and I did not want that for my children. And so I didn't want my kids to say, yeah, I'd love to go to the beach maybe next year, or, the rich get richer. And I'm like, no, because now I have the ability to sit on, this isn't my newest phone, but I have the ability at night, instead of watching Tiger King, didn't watch Tiger King on Netflix, if that's even the name of the show, I built a business instead. I still haven't watched it, but I had the ability to learn from my phone and watch other people do it. And it was almost like, if they can do it, by golly, so can I. If they can go on a vacation every year without stress, so can I. And you know what? I hate those stupid overpriced toys at the restaurants that the prices are all jacked up, but my son has a sword from every single one of them because I made extra money and we can go on vacation and do that. That was only my initial goal. I had a strong desire for my children to be able to experience vacations with us without them knowing what it did to us financially. And so now, on the flip side of that, and I in no way don't ever brag about money. That's not my character or my nature at all. But now I'm able to show my kids, my mom works from home and my mom's at everything. And because my kid, well, my 14-year-old understands money now, but my 8-year-old, he doesn't know that. All he knows is that I'm there to pick him up from school every day and that I'm at his award ceremonies and that I don't have to ask off work to do things. And so it's changed them and how they see me and what I've been able to do and build from that. So my mindset has changed, but it's changing the mindset of my children too. And I think that's the part that is so special to me, because, you know, anybody can make money. But my children are what's really important to me and their future. And I want to show them that they can do anything too. It doesn't matter where you start. You know, you can do this too, if you have that desire.
Do you think that that was your biggest roadblock or limiting belief that you had to overcome, was maybe things that you saw growing up, again, by no fault of your parents? No. And I get it. All of our parents grew up kind of coming out of their grandparents in the Depression, mm-hmm. and many of them either, you know, born, served in the military in war, born on or around wars. You know, our country was a very different place back in our parents' generation. However, that made them very, you know, very tight on money. It made them have a certain belief system. Money doesn't grow on trees. The value of a dollar. An honest day's work for an honest day's pay, which are all great principles. And many of us learned lots of good work ethic because of those values that were passed along. But it also, for many of us, made us really have a hard time with the idea of leverage, and even not feel guilty making tons of money for lot less work than what other people are putting in. Was that one of your, I mean, we can talk about going live and we can talk about getting on video and so forth in a moment, but in terms of just getting started and as you've evolved here over the last couple of years, is that, would you say, your most deep rooted limiting belief you've had to battle, or has there been something else?
I mean, there's been a lot of things in my life I've had to battle. As far as getting started with my business, the belief that I don't have what it takes to get started was definitely the biggest one, which I think is a belief that most everybody has. I guarantee you, I could ask the people that just signed up for the training yesterday, or my friends who have been doing this as long as I have, what was your number one limiting belief? And they would say, I just really didn't think I could do it. And so that was a huge limiting belief for me. And then like roadblocks was just life. You know, I remember, and I hope, like, I don't want to offend anybody when I say this, not one bit. Somebody put on the legendary site that they had to take a break for 2 to 3 months, which is totally understandable. Life happens. Life has thrown tragedy at me recently, so I get that. And they said, you know, their question was, what's your best advice going forward? Because I want to get started again. And my advice was to cut the excuses, because excuses just really don't get you anywhere. And I'm not trying to be harsh, but my pastor one time preached a sermon, it's probably been 10 years ago, and it was that life is going to throw everybody curveballs. Like, life does not care who you are, what your bank account balance looks like, who your daddy is. They don't care. And when life throws something at you, you can choose to be the victim. And you can be the victim. You can play the victim. You can say, oh, this happened to me. It's never happened to anybody else. It's the worst for me. Or you can be the victor. And you can say, you know what? Screw you. Screw that. I'm going to do this anyways. And that is just something that I heard that one time. And so anytime something happens, I mean, my TikToks have got shut down. I've had to start from zero, or, you know, anything. You can be the victor or you can be the victim. And whatever you choose is how your life is going to go. So if you're going to be the victim and you're going to make excuses, probably not going to be that successful until you cut that.
Yeah. And anything you do, right? I mean, it's not anything. Just this. It's, I think that so often people come into like this community or online or see us and think, oh, this just applies to here. Mm-hmm. Or they're just talking about getting started with the, you know, their training or their business models. And it's not true. A lot of these, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And you can either, like you say, look at life as it's always happening to you, or that things are happening for you. And you're right, once you switch that, was there a moment where you had a defining moment in at one point did veer more towards victim instead of victor? Was there a phase in your life? Was it this business? Was there a moment that you made a decision that I wasn't going to be a victim? I mean, is there anything that stands out to you that could help somebody else, you know, who's feeling like that? And I wouldn't expect that you saw a burning bush. Maybe something that was much simpler than that.
Well, this is going to go way back to before I started my business. I was in a terrible car accident when I was 16. Eight of us were in it. My best friend died. I have lasting injuries from that. And I don't want to go into that. But I remember somebody saying later on, Sarah, you've handled it so well. And at the time, I didn't say it, but I always thought, well, what did you want me to do? Just crawl under the desk and shrivel up and die? Like, I've got life to live. I've got things to do. And I'm not tooting my horn. I don't know if that's just who I am or my attitude, but you can really choose in life how you're going to respond to those situations. And recently with my husband, I mean, it's out there. My husband had trouble with addiction before we got married. He'd been clean for years. And I don't really want to get upset talking about this, but in September, our world crumbled. I mean, and I say all the time, 2023, I made more money in 2023 than I ever dreamed imaginable. But that money didn't mean anything when my life and my husband and my kids suffered. But I could either be the victim, or Jay could be the victim, or we could be the victor. So, like, he went to rehab and his life's back on course. And I took care of our kids and my family, and we worked on our marriage, and we're here now. Like, I'm not going to say we're the victor now, because it's something that, well, I mean, Jay knows, like, you're never done with it. It's something every day that you have to choose. But I didn't let that get me down, and I will say a million times that had I been working full time during that, I would have had to, like, take FMLA. I would have had to take paid time off. If you were to look at my videos from that stage in my life, it was awful. My world was crumbling around me. But I had this business and I wasn't doing it justice, but it sustained me and my family. And, come October, November, I got back in it. I got back in my business, and it came right back, because I knew what to do. So, that's kind of going off script a little bit, but just
Love it.
because the people on here that you see, if you're watching and oh, they've had this success or this success, we are not exempt from life's tragedies. And no amount of money makes things better for you when life just completely sucks for you. However, when you have these skills and you're not answering to a boss or a time clock, you can make that business work for you. And there's so much freedom there. And that is the best thing about it, is that freedom.
And you know, you're talking about things that so many of us deal with. I mean, whether, you know, addiction is runs rampant through so many different families and households, and most of the time it's unaddressed and not talked about. You know, the fact that you and Jay, I've watched, are so vocal and so open, and it's a blessing to other people because they get to learn and they get to feel not so alone in their journey. And you know, by you sharing that and Jay sharing that, I know you're not sharing anything that Jay doesn't share publicly. Jay's about as open as any book I've ever seen.
Oh, yes.
And I love him for it. You know, I really do. I mean, you know, because in a way you put yourself out there and make yourself accountable to the world. You know, that's one of the things that I did when I was starting my business, when I was getting clean over the or staying clean over the years. I would talk about it in my business. It was just more accountability. And I think that is one of the reasons why it's so important to start your business. Meaning start po like if you're doing our business models, which are essentially selling information, digital products, coaching courses, doing affiliate marketing for somebody else's, you know, the best way to sell those and market those kind of products are from creating content, sharing content. Now you can run ads, But those are expensive. And right now we're still in the era of short form video, still works like crazy. You can still build a huge audience. So it's so important to get started, start marketing, start creating content. And the reason is similar to what I was just saying, you make yourself accountable to the world. You make yourself accountable publicly. Mm-hmm. And that really is a powerful way to stay in the game, is because now all of a sudden you've started something publicly. You've declared publicly that you're doing this. And it's a lot harder to quit mm-hmm. once you've now you can quit all day long. It's easy to quit when nobody knows what you're doing. Mm-hmm. We quit on ourselves all the time. I mean, come on, friends. I mean, it's easy to say, well, I'm doing this for myself. But the truth of the matter is that if we did stuff for ourselves all the time, we would all be fit and fabulous and, you know, but the truth is that we don't do things for ourselves. Right. A lot of men don't even wake up until we get married and have children. And sometimes even until we have children, it's like, oh shit, now I got to take care of somebody else.
I got to act right.
You know? Right. It's like, oh crap. You know, golly, you know, I took my son to school this morning and I took him in a different way than we normally go. And he just was like, started crying. I'm like, oh, geez, you know, okay, let's go around the other way. You know, it's like, we realize, man, we got to take care of other things. So we kind of get accountable in other ways. How has creating video and going live for you? We'll talk about what you've done to get better at it here in a moment, but talk about what it was like and how important it was for you to go from learning to launching and get yourself accountable, get your message out there, get some videos out there online. Does this resonate with you?
Yeah. I mean, because when I was making my first videos, I mean, my sales funnel was working by like the grace of God, because I didn't know how it was working. Like I was not a funnel expert, you know, like cyclically. You do not have to be perfect to post it. Okay. My videos, I'm telling you, I was working full time. I had two kids and I would walk and I would make videos, ponytail, sweaty, out of breath, making videos, walking around my neighborhood with my phone in my face going live. And they'd be like, how long did you go live? I was like, I don't know. What'd you talk about? I don't know. I don't know. Whatever people asked me. Because I had to make this work. Like, it had to work. And people were like, where are your first videos? I'm like, I don't know, because they were 3 years ago. But they were, and actually something you said, hey, I started this new thing. Follow me to watch my journey. Watch me make this work. And I'm going to tell you what, like you said, when you speak that out, and whenever all two of your TikTok followers are watching, like, you're going to do it. You're going to show up, and you're going to do it. And there's so many things I could like say now because of like where I am now, like making habits, or, you know, rewarding yourself for doing small things, or, you know, anything like that. Or if you're thinking, like I said, I walked while I talked because I didn't want to quit walking, but I had to run a business, or I gave up Netflix for an hour. And I don't think I'm any, you know, dumber because I don't know what happened on the Tiger King thing. Like, you don't really miss a lot, you know? It's all about just doing it. It does not have to be perfect to post it. Nobody online cares near as much as you do, like not near as much as you do. Yeah. So just do it, you know? Of course, now, like, there's a lot of things I can teach you about speaking to your target audience. And, you know, I've got a membership group now, and that's what we talk about a lot. It's about relating to people. And something Joanne said, it was awesome, because it talked about when your kid joins a new team, you don't walk up to the circle and put your chair down and be like, hey, I'm Sarah. I do digital marketing. Do you want my free beginner's guide? That's not what you do. You're like, hey guys, you know, Sarah, I'm new here. Good to meet you. That's not how you come into it. It's not buy this, do this. I've got this. It's, hey, watch me. You know, I've got something. I learned about something that I think you might want to know about. Or same thing with a weight loss supplement or anything like that. Like, people relate to what's relatable. They don't want to be sold to. So when I got on my lives, I was just me. I didn't act like I was Sarah who'd made $10 million. I was Sarah who learned a skill, to make some extra money for her family.
Mm.
Like, be you.
Yeah, have a conversation, right? What?
Yeah, this is a really good something. I heard this last week. It's better to be different than it is to be better, and it's easier to. So it's better to be different than better, and it's easier to. So
what does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, everybody has imposter syndrome, okay? Everybody. So I could look at people doing better than me and I could think, oh my gosh, I want to be just like them. I want to do things just like them. I want to run my business just like them.
Mm.
But what's best for my business is for me to do what's best for me and be myself. And that's much easier because I could try to do what other people are doing, but I don't want to be a copycat and that's not who I am. So it's better for me to be different and it's easier too.
Mm.
So just be yourself in your stuff. Or I know this is different, like if you're not the brand of your business, but make it work for you. You know, some people, some gurus are going to say, you know, go live at 9 p.m. Well, if that doesn't work for you, don't do it then. Do what works for you and your business. And the people who are going to relate to you are going to be there for you then. That's, I guess that's what I mean. I think there's so many, I think so many people watch and think I have to do things just like them. You don't. This is your business. You run it how you want to. Be yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the point about being different. I mean, how have you focused? How have you differentiated yourself? What has been your focus in what are the things that you think have made a difference? And what are the things that, you know, maybe haven't? Talk to us a little bit about how you have been different and how you have sort of practiced that quote that you just shared, because I kind of see that in you. I think that resonated with you because it although you may also deal with comparisonitis again, like we all do, or
wanting, everybody,
or thinking that we need to be better than the most successful person that we see in order to be successful. But how have you differentiated yourself, and what do you think are the things that make you stand out with your own brand to your own audience compared to the thousands of other content creators, not just in our community? There's tons of people that are making content in the wealth niche. It's not just legendary marketer students and affiliates. This is a huge niche that's been around for probably 2 decades since the internet was invented or more. I know it's been around for 13 years and it was going strong when I got here. So how have you differentiated yourself? If we could help some people to maybe get some ideas as far as something they could focus on to be different instead of trying to be better.
Well, one thing that is different about me that not from okay, everybody, I'm not the only one who does this. Like, you know, I keep God in my business. I talk about God and my faith all the time in my business. And that's cliche for some. It's not going to be for me. It's how I choose to run my business. That's my personal decision. And my people know that about me, you know. Another thing is I never paint my life as being perfect because it's not. And I can't keep up that muse. Like, so I have a video on TikTok right now. I posted it like January 31st. It is still going. And in the video, I say, hey, it's me coming to you from my dirty living room. There's literally towels that need to be folded on the couch. There's dishes in the sink that you can't see. I'm just being myself. And people resonate with that, right? And then another thing that's different about me is I'm from the old school where TikTok's booming. I'm on Instagram and we're trying to love each other, me and Instagram. TikTok is where I built my business though. TikTok's where I'm comfortable. And so I'm still on TikTok and it's different. It's going to be different for everybody. Other people are like, are you on YouTube? And I'm like, kind of, I think my videos are there, but like, I don't log on to YouTube. So I'm just different in that. And I'm not really afraid to just look at my stuff and be really honest with myself about what's working and who I'm talking to and go from there and build on that. And that's something I think that everybody has to learn for themselves. back in the fall, you know, when things were really bad and Instagram's booming and I'm not booming, you know, I had to have a really hard talk with myself. And I was like, Sarah, you can't, if you're chasing eight rabbits, you can't catch one, you know? So like go after one thing really hard. And that's when I went back to going live on TikTok. And that's when my business came back. Whenever I went back to what was comfortable for me and worked for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, it's hard to give that advice because it's not the best advice for everybody. But at the heart of it, it's make your business work for you and don't try to do what, you know, Jim and Tony and Samantha are doing. Do yeah. what Sarah needs to do.
Yeah. And I can relate to that. I mean, we've got a formula here on Facebook. We're going live on Facebook every day. I've gone live with this show over 950 times. It just works. I mean, yeah. since yeah. doing that, since going live on Facebook every single day, interviewing a different client every day for over 950 episodes, which is now, my friends, 4 years of interviews.
That's crazy.
4 years, because we started doing this in March of 2020. And so, you know, you minus the weekends, there's, you know, it's been 4 freaking years of interviews, man. Consistently every single weekday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. And it just, it's worked. Ironically, look, as Instagram, as YouTube, as this, as that, as, you know, all these different platforms get hot, get not, trend, you know, take off, people are having success here and there. We just, me specifically, have just gone live on good old Facebook, you know? And then taking the audios and strip them. Our team takes the audio strips and puts them up on the major podcast platforms, because it's better to build momentum like you're talking about somewhere,
right?
Instead of trying to be everywhere. Again, I want to say that again. It's better to build momentum somewhere than try to be everywhere. And so let's talk about your going live strategy on TikTok. Talk to us about kind of how, what your content strategy is that you've come back to. You're going live. How often? What does that kind of look like? And are you also posting videos as well? Short form, like reel style videos on TikTok, and then repurposing them to other platforms. Like, talk to us about what old faithful marketing strategy you have going here and kind of what that looks like.
Okay. Let's dive into it. So what I do on TikTok is different from what I do on Instagram, because I'm kind of trying to grow both, and I don't work full time anymore, y'all. So all you people out there who are doing this, like, if you're listening to me and you just started yesterday, do not be overwhelmed by this. But I'm only going to talk about what I'm doing on TikTok. So my TikTok strategy is I'll make a video. I really don't care what kind of video it is. I think that you need to have a mixture of at least three. I think you need to follow some trends. So whether it's a trending sound, or whether it's something that's happening in the news that you can talk about, something like that, some kind of trend that people are interested in. The second thing I always do is I always think people need to hear your voice. And I know I might not be correct there, but I think that's important when people can hear your voice. And the third one that I would try to do is just like relatable, educational, something like that. You always want to bring it back to, like, this is who I'm talking to. This is who I am. So there's attract, nurture, and then like launch, but that goes into a content strategy, and that's not what I'm talking about. So really, any TikTok, make your TikTok, whether you're responding to a question, whether you are, you know, doing a trend, whatever, make that TikTok and put it out there. Right now, TikTok's pushing longer form videos, but so I'll post a TikTok and I'll let it simmer for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, you know, like I'll post it, let it simmer. I have two different TikTok accounts and I have two different phones. So I'll do that on both of my accounts, right? So I'll put two TikToks out there, different videos. And then I'll hit that live button, right? Now, when I was brand new, I did not have a strategy. I would just repeat the same things over and over again. Hey, I'm Sarah. I learned how to make money online. I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about it today. Ask me questions. And I would repeat. I'm a working mom from Kentucky. This is what I do. I would repeat. And it was so easy, though, because people would start asking questions and I'd be like, I'd answer them the best I could. I would do the best I could. Now, what I would do and what I would tell people to do as a beginner is have some type of something planned to talk about. So for me, I go over the 7 steps to digital marketing every single time I'm live. And so many of my people are like, when are you going to be live again? And I love when people tune into my lives, but I cover the same things every single time I'm live. I'm not coming up with a brand new content. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm literally not doing anything different. Now, I will say that you don't need, okay, this is something I see people do whenever they're live. Okay. This is what I see. Don't do that. People don't want to see that. I'm up. I'm standing up. I've got my whiteboard behind me and I am talking. Because on TikTok, when they're scrolling, if you're looking, people aren't stopping to watch that stuff. They want to hear me talk. And then I make it engaging. Who am I here for? I'm like, hey, listen, you're going to need these 3 things before you even sit on this live for an hour and a half or an hour or half an hour. I try to go live for an hour and a half, but I'm like, you need to have pain, financial pain. If you make more than $10,000 or $20,000 a month, you probably don't need to waste your time here. You can go on. I'm talking to the people who want to make extra money and they need it. Number two, you need at least an hour a day, 30 minutes to an hour a day. If you can't give me that, if you can't commit to that, probably not going to work for you. And I'm just blatantly honest about that. And then number three is I tell people they need $7 because I recommend that they take the training. I mean, because Plug the Legendary Marketer, 3 years in, it's the best beginner-friendly training ever. So kudos to y'all. And from there, I go into the 7 steps and boom, boom, boom. I have people interact with me the whole time. I tell people the whole time I'm live, keep double tapping your screen. And then I'll be like, I'll tell you this, or how much have I made with one company? And I don't ever share screenshots and I don't ever tell which company it's from, but I give people incentives for following me or for giving me likes, or I'll walk them through anything. Like, I keep people engaged the whole time. I also don't stop my training to answer a lot of questions because I think you lose people when you do that. So if there's 50 people on a live and one person has a question, a lot of times I don't stop for that. I'll be like, I'll take questions at the end, but we're going to get through these 7 steps.
Mm.
I know that was a whole lot all at once, but that's essentially what I do.
Yeah,
and it works.
So
it
simple.
Works.
It's so important
it's very simple.
To point out that you don't have to have some brand new curriculum in big, long, drawn out teaching plan every time you go live. I mean, that's too much for people. Most people need to hear something over and over and over and over again, and they appreciate that. The number one question we get on live trainings is, will there be a replay? You know, because people want to review what they heard. It's difficult to take 100% of what you've heard from any lecture or live or conversation. You know, if you have a valuable conversation with someone that was really engaging, oftentimes you go back to that person and follow up. Hey, remember when you said this the other day, right? So, you know, and this show is a great example of that. I mean, it's different people, but a lot of the same situations, questions. What did you have to overcome? What were your limiting beliefs? What have you learned about yourself? These same type of questions keep it simple for people and help them to kind of, you know, wrap their head around what they have to do. If it's a new concept every day, then people get lost and overwhelmed very quickly. Mm-hmm. And you can spice it up. You can entertain with, new jokes, whiteboard things,
all kinds of jokes,
personality. I mean, you just every day it's something new. You can weave in things that are happening in your life. Think about your favorite teacher of all time. Why were they your favorite? Probably because they made learning fun. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the material that you remember. Oh my God, I've never met a teacher that taught algebra like this guy. No, it was that he or she made it fun. They weaved in analogies and stories, and the way that they made you feel when you were listening to them mm-hmm. is what sticks with us. And so I have been teaching a lot of the same concepts for 13 years, a lot of the same marketing concepts. You know, the more that somebody hears something, the more they become a believer in it. And then what is the most powerful thing is they will then begin to teach it to others in sort of repeat it. It will almost become, sort of like a song that everyone sings. And as new people come in there, you know, somebody's, I never forget going to seminars, like for example, Tony Robbins, and people were like, you know, wait till this next segment, or watching a movie. How many of you have a movie that you love to watch, or movies that you love to watch, and somebody's watching it for the first time and you nudge them and say, oh, get ready for this part. What's coming up for you right now?
To some of the stuff you just spoke about. So some of the people on my live, and I asked them that, like, if you're here for the very first time, if you've never seen me, put a one in the comments, because that drives engagement and that puts more people on your live. But then a lot of people will say, no, I've been watching you for weeks and you are so consistent. You are so consistent. You are so consistent. And they appreciate that. Like, because, I mean, yeah, people get scammed on the internet all the time. And so me showing up and teaching the same things and people seeing that I'm consistent in it is big. And also, a lot of times when I tell my story, I'm like, hey, I was a broke healthcare worker. I went to school, I got a great degree, worked full-time for the same company for 19 years, worked through COVID, and I got a 20-cent raise and a pizza party, and the pizza was cold because I had to work. So I was a little bit irritated about that. And then, like, then I can get passionate, and then people see my personality come out. And then I mean, I've gotten mad on there. I'm like, y'all, there is another way. And then my views and my people are like, oh my gosh, like, because they feel the exact same thing that I feel. And it's okay to admit that, you know, you've worked in the same industry for 20 years, but daggone, you can't wait till payday on Friday because you got a medical bill that's due and you've got like other bills paid up so you can do that. That sucks. It sucks for everybody. You are not the only one feeling that. So admit to it, own it, and let other people be like, oh my gosh, you found a way. Please tell me what you did to get out of that. And guys, that's because, guys, I'm speaking that as the truth. Like, I'm the mom who made my daughter put back a $10 bag of grapes because I wasn't paying $10 for a bag of grapes like 3 years ago. And I still think that's crazy today, by the way. But I mean, be vulnerable, be honest, admit like, hey, I need new tires on my van, but that's $1,000 and I don't have that right now. Like, that sucks. And unfortunately, interest rates are going up. The government's not going to save you. And I don't have a rich uncle. So I had to figure it out. And I did. And I'm telling you how you can do the same thing. And that applies to anything, you know, whatever niche you're in. If you identify the problem, you tell people like what the end game is, and you are the solution. What you've got is the solution. Mm. You are the bridge.
Yeah. Wonderful stuff.
Passionate.
I love it. Love it. So Amanda said, this is golden. And there's been lots of so many amazing comments. I lose interest when people wait for more people to get on and say hi to everyone. My time is precious. That's another great tip. Mm-hmm. Just kind of thanks, Amanda, for that. Right. When you go live, kind of get into it. Don't wait. Don't do the whole Zoom meeting thing and there's tons of meme videos out there where it's like, you know, every Zoom meeting where this one of my favorite comedian content creators does this skit where he's like, you know, every Zoom meeting I'm ever on. And then it's like, okay, guys, welcome into the Zoom. Ugh, Where is everybody? We're just going to wait for just a few more people to get on, coming on. And it's like, look, even if you have nobody on your live, start talking. So when somebody does come on, it's not like they're the only person that arrived to the party and you're like, hey,
David's not here.
Somebody came and all the people want to slide in unnoticed and watch unnoticed, and then they'll participate if they feel comfortable.
Right.
But be talking, mm-hmm. be going, be moving. Does that resonate with you? Yeah. What comes up for you around kicking off your live and getting started?
There is never a quiet moment in my lives. I am talking the whole time. People are on social media to be entertained. They are not there to they don't want dead space. They don't want quiet space. So when I first turn on my lives, I'm like, hey, I'm Sarah. I'm glad you're here. I do these lives 3 times a week most of the time. And by the way, I don't schedule those completely because I have kids and things happen, but I go live 3 times a week. Follow me right now. This is valuable information you're about to get. If you can be on here the whole time, good for you. Let's get going. And then I get into it and I constantly ask for engagement. And I constantly ask people for likes. And sometimes you're going to get people who are like, she's asking for likes so more people can get on there. I'm like, absolutely I am, because this is free. I'm doing this for free. TikTok ain't paying me. I made 0.02 cents last week going live on TikTok. This is free for you. I'm sharing this with you for free. So follow me, because I'll do it again. And I'm consistent. I show up. I love going live like that. And I really kind of love teaching a little bit. I've kind of figured that out about myself. I really like whenever people are get that aha moment, oh, I get it. I totally understand now. Or because, I'll have this is just an MLM. And then I'll get to explain how this is not an MLM, or this is a pyramid scheme. And I'm like, no, it's not. Actually, it's not, or something like that. So it gives you opportunities to do more. And then, then you can go into the controversial aspect of it. People will get on there and say something negative about the training. And I'll be like, all right, let's talk about it. You made a negative comment on my live, so let's dive into it. If you're ready, I'm ready. And then the competitor in me comes out, then I can be like, you said this. Unfortunately, that's not going to pan out with me, because I'm going to prove to you that you're wrong. I can show you that you're wrong, or that it's here, or something like that. So I guess my point is, be entertaining for people. You don't want, nobody cares that Sally's from Nevada and Joey's from Tennessee. They can say that, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to be like, hey, Joey, hey, entertain people, teach people, do what you're there to do, and then deliver on what you promise for people. So tell people what's coming up.
Yeah. The whole, you know, waiting for and calling every single person out as they're coming on is definitely, a way to lose people. It's not effective. What give us one or two more things that stand out to you as you're going live, or what's worked for you in terms of either the meat and potatoes of the beginning, middle, or the end of going live?
You always obviously have a call to action, to people following you is your ultimate one. Another thing I always tell people, and it's the truth, but it works. If you have questions, you need to get my free beginner's guide so you can email me those questions, because there are too many scammers on TikTok. And so that's really not a way for me to get people into my email sequence. It's just the truth. So I tell people that. Follow me now. Get my free beginner's guide now, because I will never follow you back. I will never message you first on TikTok. Stuff like that. I will tell people that. I just think going live allows people to get to know you, so they can see that, my dog will interrupt my lives. I'm like, oh, it's 11. Lila wants to go out. Or they see my real life. They see me drop things. They see me respond to questions. And people feel like they know me better then, and they trust me more. And I'll ask the question during my lives, if you're seeing me for the very first time, put a 1 in there. And then I'll say, that's great. How many of you think that you're going to take the training I suggest today? And, they'll do that. And I'm like, that's good. But truthfully, y'all probably want to get to know me better. And that's okay. I'm fine with that because I've been here. You know, I've been in the game 3 years. I'm who I say I am. Follow me. Show up on my next live. Ask the same questions. My response will be the exact same. That confidence is what people want to see. There's also something that I learned at the first mastermind. When you consider yourself like you're not the hunter, you're the hunted, that's a totally different thing. Like, I'm not here begging you to listen to me. I'm here giving you advice because I know you want this advice. I have something that you want and you need. So it kind of shifts the perspective. But all that comes with time too. All that comes with time. So my very first live, guys, it didn't look like that. I didn't have 200 people on my very first live at all.
Yeah, for sure. And it does get better and easier as you go. People, we all need to just jump in and get our feet wet, whether it's going live, whether it's in challenge yourself. I can imagine if you could just give us a quick, you know, kind of before and after of when you went live your first few times compared to now, and how long did it take for you to start getting comfortable?
I mean, the first time I went live, I just hit the button. I just ripped the Band-Aid off. You just got to do it. Like, you really, if you overthink it too much, you are never going to do it. Just do it, guys. If you have the ability to go live, go live. Set yourself a 5-minute timer and go live for 5 minutes. It's going to get easier every time. And knowing now what I know now, what I would tell beginners to do is have something planned to talk about. Whether it's, you know, and literally, guys, I'm not sharing information that took me 3 years to learn. I'm sharing the information that I learned from the $7 training because that's what I'm promoting. So I'm just telling people, I always tell them, this is the tip of the iceberg. You know, this is what you're going to get. If you're promoting like a fasting schedule, you can do the same thing. Give them the top three things of what fasting is going to do for your body, you know, and tell them like, this is not the total solution. This is not the whole thing. You can get the whole thing here, you know? So just educate them, tell them things that you're confident about. And the more you do it, the more confident you're going to feel and the more confidence other people are going to have in you about what you're telling them. Because like I said, there are plenty of people in my space doing what I'm doing. And if people are drawn to me, it's because of what I'm doing. It's because I'm being myself in that. So it's easier to be different than it is to be better because I'm not the best marketer in the world. I'm not. And I know that. I want to be, but I'm not. Yeah. And it's much easier to be myself than trying to be the best marketer in the world. So.
Yep. And you know what, my friends, for those of you, you know, many people come into our community, go through our challenge, enroll in our different programs and decide that, wow, this is great training. I want to be an affiliate for them. I want to promote them. But these strategies apply to any niche. They apply to any product. We encourage, so many of you who are still in this process of feeling like you have not found your niche or products that you feel completely passionate about and convicted about, to continue that search, to keep that open mind, to realize that, you know, these marketing strategies, the core four business models of selling information online through courses, coaching, events, and doing affiliate marketing, this applies to any niche. You can go and you can do this in, again, the three big ones that we talk about in the challenge. In the blueprints we elaborate on are the health, wealth, and relationship niches. These are the big niches that are big because people will spend money to find solutions for their problems within those niches. People will spend money to get rid of pain in the health niche. They will spend money to learn how to make money or invest money, or when there's an ROI attached in the wealth niche, they will spend money to fix, to improve personal relationships, to learn how to be better parents, to learn how to improve their marriage, to learn how to save their marriage, to learn how to have a better relationship with themselves, build their confidence, things improve their skills. You know, personal relationships doesn't just have to be romantic relationships. It can also be personal development, a relationship with yourself, a relationship with your higher power. So these are all sub niches within these niches, the three big ones that we talk about, health, wealth, and relationships, that these strategies apply to. And if you pay attention on the internet, which hopefully now going through our training, you have kind of the glasses that you can see how the internet works, how money is made on the internet, then you can see these strategies, people going live, they may not be going live on TikTok. They may be doing a free workshop, a free webinar, a free Zoom, going live on Facebook, going live on Instagram. This is happening all over the internet in every niche imaginable. And so the point is that we want to challenge you and encourage you to go live, even though it's uncomfortable, because it's a skill set that's going to be in high demand, whether you work for somebody or whether you work for yourself following through with this entrepreneur path that you're on. So this is one of the 2024 and beyond high income skills that we talk about in the challenge, is going live, being able to be on camera, being able to talk to an audience. And it's the new age public speaking. You know, you massively shortchange your ability to be able to earn money when you are deathly afraid to speak in front of people, because you don't take risk. You don't go for more opportunity in your company. Think about it. How often have you swerved an opportunity because you didn't want to have to get in front of people and speak, when in reality, it just takes a little bit of practice, similar to going live. And you know what, Sarah, this is my experience, going live on camera is much easier than speaking publicly in front of people. And you have that experience from speaking at some of our events, right?
Yeah. I really love, like, I've loved both of my times speaking at masterminds. Like, oh, I can't say enough good things about a mastermind. But also, whenever you're live, don't feel pressured to be perfect. Like, people on the internet are forgiving. Like, it does not have to be a script. Like, you're not up there reading, you know, the declaration. Like, it's okay to be completely unscripted and completely normal and completely yourself. Like, it's okay, you know? And I think that's the beauty of it, is that you're just live. You're not going live because you're perfect at all. You're going live because you think you have something that other people are going to want to know about. And when you tell them, like, there's no monetary value here for me. Nobody's paying me to go live here. Like, I'm not a paid speaker to do this free webinar or this free live for you all. I'm just simply sharing this information for free. So here you go. I think it's a great tool. And I know there's people who never go live, and good for them. I enjoy going live, and I'm glad that it's something that I've ripped the Band-Aid off of and just did it, because it's been a game changer in my business for sure.
Well, good for you. Shout out to Jay. I saw him commenting here as well.
Was he?
Yeah. You guys are the best. Stay legendary, my friend. I'll talk to you really soon. I know I'll see you soon as well. Keep up the amazing work. Keep learning, yes, growing. I can't wait to check in with you here very soon and continue to follow your journey, and honored to be a small part of it. So thanks for your time today. It's been wildly entertaining, inspirational, and very educational for people on this topic.
I hope it helps people. I hope it helps somebody. That's the best thing about coming on here. I want to share what I've done so other people can have success doing this, build their business, be legendary, change their lives. So thank you so much, Dave, for the opportunity. I always love talking to you.
All right. There's Jay, says she's the best. All right. We'll talk to you later, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye. All right, my friends, thank you for all the amazing comments and support for Sarah. Mostly, she's amazing. I appreciate all of the comments as well. Just very, very supportive, very compassionate, as always. You guys are the best. And Jennifer, you can't seem to keep your words straight every time you attempt to record a talking head video. Keep trying. All right. I tell my son and my daughter all the time, don't cry, try. right? Don't cry, try, keep trying, keep trying. I would feel more comfortable speaking in front of people than in front of a camera. All right, Angelica, well, you should be fine then with this. All right. Yes, my friends. Okay. Karen, I've never been more intrigued to try TikTok. Time to dig in and learn. Wonderful. You're so welcome, Regina. Thank you for being here and leaving a very supportive comment. Yes, Mandy, good to see you as always. Yep, I noticed the wildcat dog paw earrings as well. I think she brought them out. Maybe they're Kentucky wildcat earrings. Let's just assume they are. These folks are diehard about their sports, both her and Jay. Jay actually does a lot of umpiring and refereeing there. And if you ever get a chance to talk to him at one of our events or any time, in any way, you will hear him, one of the most passionate sports enthusiasts that lives on this planet Earth. And he's great at what he does. He's got some amazing stories. That's Sarah's husband. All right. Motivation at its finest, Shanna. I agree. I agree, Shanna. Motivation at its finest today was packed solid. She is such an inspiration, isn't she, Tammy? Hey, you are welcome, Elizabeth. Thanks for being here. Hey, Shanna, you're welcome. Sarah is the reason you joined. Wonderful. This was gold. I agree. I agree. All right. Thank you both. You're so welcome. Okay, going to start going live. Miss K, all right, we're going to hold you to it. Jessica says, I wrote that on my wall. Don't cry, try. I'm telling you, I tell it to my kids, man. You know, it's just a simple little saying. Because we, you know, not only do we as adults need simple little motivation sayings, but kids do too. And it's you know, it's not about, you know, when they need love, I give them love. But when they're whining, which is what most of the time we're doing, okay, when we don't want to go lie or we don't want to do this or we don't want to do that, we're not in any pain. We're just whining. So don't cry. Try, damn it. Hey, you're so welcome. And Sarah is always ready to give the inspiration. Hey, Becca, what up? This was pure legendary gold. Sarah, she is inspiring. Sarah to Sarah. Love her, your energy. Yeah, her energy is the best. All right. Hey, such an amazingly inspiring woman. I needed this. Glad to hear it, Melissa. Glad you were on this morning. Michael, what's up? Hey, the only hard day was yesterday, says William. Okay. All right. Good, man. Well, hey, it's a new day, new dawn, new opportunity. Never disappointed here. Good, Vanessa. Neither are we. Amazing wake up legendary from Sarah again. Okay, my friends. Love it. True. Don't cry, but try. All right, Eden. I'm glad that one is resonating with you. Love, love, love this community, says Melissa. Love this interview. Great. Wonderful. That's all we can hope for. Listen, I saw somebody comment before because Sarah said every time she goes live, she talks about the 7 steps of digital marketing. Where can you find those 7 steps? Hey, you can watch Sarah over on TikTok. Go live at MakeMoneyWithSarah_T. Make money with Sarah _T. She's become an amazing affiliate marketer, has lots of different promotions, lots of things she's doing, and she's a dynamic marketer and content creator, and she is definitely worth a follow, definitely worth having in your world, okay? Just a follower, pay attention to what she's doing, learn from her, support her, lift her up, okay? Don't just take, we ain't takers. We're givers. So go over there and give her some love. Go over there and give her some support, but also learn, pay attention to what she's doing. She's always up to something and she's always learning, growing, developing. She's a dynamic person. And so if you want to catch her on Instagram, you can as well. It's not her favorite platform, as she says, but she's working on it. She's got a little different strategy over there. So pay attention to what she's doing there too. Make_money with Sarah T. Slightly different handle. Pay attention. Make_money with Sarah T. But her main focus right now, TikTok, MakeMoneyWithSarah_T. You can follow her, find her, support her there, my friends. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode of the greatest marketing show on earth. Stay legendary. Get out of here. Peace.